Unit 1, Lesson 3, Cave Paintings. In December 1994, three amateur cave explorers, Jean-Marie Chauvet, Elliot Brunel Deschamps, and Christian Hilaire, were investigating an area in southeastern France. On December 18th, they noticed the half-covered entrance to an unnamed cave. Although it didn't look like a very interesting cave, Elliot Deschamps pushed herself through the small opening. To her surprise, she saw a huge cave below. The three explorers returned to their truck to get a ladder, and even though it was already dark, they decided to go down into the cave. Once there, they discovered a vast network of rooms. On the walls were some of the most beautiful paintings they had ever seen. The cave discovered on December 18, 1994, is now called Chauvet Cave, after one of the amateur explorers who discovered it. Archaeologists who inspected the cave paintings soon after they were discovered estimated that the paintings were about 17,000 years old. A few months later, however, tests showed that three of the animals in the paintings were at least 31,000 years old. That meant the paintings in Chauvet Cave were the oldest existing cave paintings in the world. There are more than 300 paintings in Chauvet Cave. 73 of the paintings are of a type of lion that is now extinct. Other paintings show panthers, horses, mammoths, woolly rhinoceros, and other animals. There are also tracings of human hands, as well as symbols such as dots forming a semicircle. Many of the paintings are extraordinarily detailed. For instance, several of the pictures of lions show the varied patterns of whisker spots that biologists today use to identify individual animals. The artists use the natural curves of the cave walls to make the animals look real. They used shading and color, black, red, and yellow, to add depth to their paintings. When the French archaeologist Jean Clot was asked about the cave paintings, he said, "I was deeply moved when I saw the paintings. They're as good as any art made anywhere in the world." The paintings in Chauvet Cave were most likely done by a number of artists. Some of the paintings are extraordinarily sophisticated. With simple lines and shading, the artists created exquisite pictures of wild animals in action. Some of the paintings, however, are stiff and stylized, and others are quite rough and amateurish. Some archaeologists have suggested that the painters worked with assistants. Perhaps the assistants made the rough paintings while trying to copy their teachers' paintings. When the paintings in Chauvet Cave were discovered, they were perfectly preserved on the stone walls. No sunlight had entered the cave from the time the paintings were made until Chauvet and his friends found them. Unfortunately, the simple act of exposing paintings so that people can see them can cause the paintings to disappear. This happened to the paintings in another cave. Within 6 months of the opening of the cave, the paintings had vanished. Now scientists know that they must enter caves carefully and prevent light and air from damaging the pictures. Today, Chauvet Cave is closed to the public because even the breathing of a large number of people could damage the paintings. Perhaps the most interesting thing about Chauvet Cave is that it has forced archaeologists to change their ideas about art. For many years, archaeologists believed that it took thousands of years for humans to gradually learn how to draw and paint. Chauvet Cave showed that there were great artists 30,000 years ago. Jean-Claude summed it up, saying, "Our ancestors did not need millennia of trial and error to achieve great art. Artistic capacity was one of the components of our species probably right from the start." Chauvet Cave is only one of many caves in the world that have been decorated by ancient paintings. In Australia, South Africa, China, and many other places, extraordinary ancient works of art have been found. Why did prehistoric people make these paintings? Perhaps they believed that painting the animals gave the artists special strength or powers. Perhaps the paintings were part of a ceremony, or perhaps they were thought to hold some sort of magic. The answer to this question will probably always remain a mystery.